Keeping up our Boston theme in the first half of this show, our second performer is quite a gifted 16-year-old mezzo-soprano from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Please welcome Wendy Wang. Wendy, welcome to the program. Why don't you tell everybody what you're going to sing and maybe a little bit about what you're going to sing?
All right, Chris, I will sing Se Florindo e Fedele, and it's by Alessandro Scarlatti. It's about a girl who is talking to her friends about her uncertainty about a guy whose name is Florindo, and she says that she is tired of all those guys who try to say he loves her, and she says, I understand that they're just lying to me, but then again, there's this guy named Florindo, and if he's actually faithful and he's actually true in what he says, then I will fall in love with him.
Wendy Wang, our 16-year-old mezzo-soprano from West Roxbury, Massachusetts, singing Alessandro Scarlatti's Se Florindo e Fedele. It's a beautiful aria and beautifully sung.
Thank you very
much. Really, really beautiful. Tell everybody, Wendy, about the third line, like the third rail you like to add to your vocal score. What are the first two lines that we're reading about?
Well, in the songs in different languages that I study, they have, the first line is the original language, say French or Italian or German, and the second line is the translation, mm-hmm. or in English, mm-hmm. that fits with the melody of the song. Mm-hmm. And my voice teacher would tell me to think of the third line, and which is my own interpretation of the song.
So not just the translation that kind of fits just with the syllables, but maybe how you would think about the song in your head, or
right, it's how I would like to think when I'm performing, mm-hmm. The words that are running through my head when I'm singing, so I can deliver that message to the audience.
Absolutely. Now, Wendy, you attend one of the best public schools in the country. I think it might also be the first public school, right. Boston Latin.
Yes.
What's that like, going to school there?
It's a great experience for me. A great institution for me to study, and it's very diverse. There are different people from all over the world, and I get to meet different people, so it's a great place to study in.
And you've done not only well at Boston Latin, you started your own business?
Well, yes. Last year, I was part of the Junior Achievement Academy program, and I got to be the president of our company, Persephone, and we sold jewelry, and we won the JA Academy's Company of the Year Award. And
nice.
Yes, and Governor Mitt Romney presented us with our award, so that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And you're also in a very big deal program sponsored by the Bar Association. Is that something you're doing at Boston Lab?
Yes, I am part of our school's mock trial team that's sponsored by Boston Bar Association, and we get to enact trial actually and compete with different schools.
Mm-hmm. So what was the last scenario? What was the last case you were trying?
Well, this year I am on the plaintiff side. I am Mrs. Boyd, and my husband is in a coma, and I'm suing a GPS company.
A GPS company?
A GPS company.
What happened with the GPS?
The GPS device gave me wrong directions, and a truck drove into me.
Probably in the middle of the big dig.
Right, in the middle of the big dig.
Yeah. Luckily, you didn't go just smack into an embankment or a tunnel or something. But so with all of this, are you thinking of maybe taking up law?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things that I could look into when I get into college.
I hope you don't stop singing, because I love the sound of your voice.
I
it
will.
Was great playing
Thank
with you
very much.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy Wang, 16-year-old mezzo from West Roxbury, Massachusetts.